Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day, celebrating third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, who we're celebrating her 21st year. She's been with us in three decades, too. So we love having her on the show. We're so proud of her work as the president of the Galen Institute. Folks, she's fighting hard for us out there in her work, fighting for free market solutions in our healthcare policy world. Grace Marie, thanks again for being here. Galen.org, tell us about it.
We are a think tank fighting for free market health reform to give people choices and be able to put doctors and patients back in charge of healthcare decisions.
Absolutely. That's what we want. And Grace Marie, since 2010, almost a decade, since the first mention and reality of Obamacare, I started polling my audience and I started tracking other polls on Main Street, not the national population, but small businesses specifically. And I've never had people in favor, Main Street businesses in favor of Obamacare, break into double digits. It's always been 4, 5, 6, 7% max of people who were in favor of Obamacare. Everybody else was against Obamacare. Obamacare was a horrible hit to Main Street small businesses, and what's being proposed is going to be worse. Some of the socialist stuff is going to be worse, not only for small businesses but for our country. What can small business owners do to try to avoid getting hit again like this last time?
I so agree with you, Jim. Small businesses and individuals, the ones who are the engine of our economy, were absolutely in the bullseye of Obamacare, not only because they are exposed to the highest costs, which have doubled just within the first 4 years of implementation of the Health Care Act, but they, because of the restructuring their businesses, because they were forced to provide this extraordinarily generous benefit package, much, much richer than they could have afforded for themselves and their employees, mm-hmm. or are basically stopped growing. If you got more than 50 employees, then you were exposed to all these costs. It was just awful to see this decimation. But, of course, big government doesn't want to deal with a bunch of small independent businesses who have minds of their mm-hmm. own and are liberty-loving, free-loving capitalists. They want dealing with big companies mm-hmm. because they can control them more through the regulatory state.
And the politicians can get money from them.
Yes.
That's the oligarchy. So that's what you're describing is the oligarchy between Washington and Wall Street.
And just as with in the healthcare system, independent physicians are going to absolutely go by the wayside. They don't want to see small businesses. They want to have a collective economy. Mm-hmm. They don't want just insurance companies in charge. They
so how do we root out politicians who don't feel that way? What's the code? What should we listen for when we're listening to people who are running for a re-election or election in the next cycle? What questions should we ask and what should we listen for?
Well, I think that the small businesses are going to have to become more politically active and tell their story. Go to the town hall meetings for candidates, and including the Democratic presidential candidate. Mm-hmm. Make your voices heard. Tell your story. Talk about the struggles that you've made, the investment, cashing out your 401k in order to start a business. Watching somebody on Shark Tank the other night that cashed out his 401k because he was so passionate about creating an alternative for peat moss.
Right.
And he calls it pit moss out of Pittsburgh, out of recycled materials. I love it. The guy was in tears when they said that they were going to support
him. Grace Marie, we call that all in around here, all in.
Yeah, and the passion of small businesses will come through, but we've got to tell that story. I know it's hard because small business owners are so busy, but they have to be able to engage, call in on talk shows, write letters to the editor.
Will there be enough tax? Will there be enough healthcare reform anymore between now and the election that will help people understand that there's a better way? I mean, some of the executive orders of the president has helped a lot of people with real savings.
Yes.
I mean, my family has saved hundreds of dollars just because of those executive orders. Will there be more of those? Will they land?
Yes, they will. And I moderated a panel at CPAC a couple of weeks ago with three cabinet secretaries, Labor, HHS, and Small Business Administration, Linda McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about the untold story of what's happening just through administrative action. First of all, Congress did get rid of the individual mandate, which helps a lot, so people don't have to buy health insurance.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.